Hi, I'm Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place for women in their second half of life to go to receive inspiration. If you are at a place where you believe your best days are behind you, it is my hope one of these episodes will spark you to think differently and lead you to a new belief that your second half may actually be your best half. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that the younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age or circumstances hold you back from the pursuit of a more fulfilling and fun life. The happier we are, the better the world will be. So instead of settling for what you don't want, how about going after what you do want? Listen in and let something you hear prompt you to take the first step in making the rest your best. Welcome to another episode of Living Your Sparked Second Half. And I had just finished recording the episode, or so I thought, and I just realized I hadn't pressed record. So this is round two. It'll probably be a better version as a result. So I was thinking about what I could talk about or what would help you as we close out 2022. And one of the things that came up, well, actually two things that came up, and one I'm doing next week and one I'm doing today. I'm going to record this and publish it today. It's Christmas Eve Eve. I celebrate Christmas, so that's my holiday. And so I was thinking about how much I've learned about how to communicate with people since I became a coach. And so I thought, oh my gosh, this would be so helpful for people to have better conversations. And isn't it a great time to have better conversations? Like when you're like, you want to have better conversations every day, you know, you with the people you love and the people that you come in contact with. But over the holidays, you know, you're seeing people that you don't see all the time often. I know for me, I'm seeing some relatives I don't see except on holidays. And so these three tips, I'm going to share three tips to have better conversations that I know will help you not only just over the holidays, but going forward. And so I wanted to share that. I thought that would be super helpful. And next week, I'm going to be sharing the lessons I learned in 2022, which I did one last year, what I learned in 2021. And I also, because I want to start like closing out our 2022 and starting 2023 and having that pivot, right? Pivot from the old to the new. And I wrote up my newsletter, which comes out next week. And I had suggested a three-part exercise. So I'm going to share that in the episode as well, because I think it was really helpful. And my episode will allow me to go a little bit more in-depth with you on it. But if you're not on my newsletter, I send out a newsletter once a month, and it has my favorite things. It has usually some kind of a tip. And I share in this one some Christmas presents I got for my grandkids. So if you have any grandkids, they make great birthday gifts as well. So if you're not on my newsletter, you can get on it by going to my website, notyouraveragegrandma.com, and scrolling down and entering your email address. And you'll get that once a month in your inbox. So tune in next week for that episode, because I think it'll be helpful. But let's get to the three tips that I have to help you have better conversations. Number one, maintain eye contact. And what I'm going to tell you, all three of these tips are things that I didn't do until I was in my coaching certification. And I had to practice it. It wasn't something that came naturally to me. And it wasn't until I became aware of how I was interacting with people that made me realize, oh my God, I am the worst. Like, I can carry on a good conversation because I have a lot of energy. I think people are attracted to that energy. But yet at the same time, I wasn't connecting at this deeper level that I think makes people feel like you really care. You really care. It was very surface. And so maintaining eye contact is really the first step. And what I found myself doing, and I became aware of this, I was like, oh my gosh, how am I making people feel? This is terrible. So when you're looking at somebody, just look into their eyes and stay with it. And oftentimes we look away because it's something within ourselves that we're devaluing. It has nothing to do with the other person. And I've learned this through my own journey. And I spoke about this childhood trauma that I had in last week's episode that was recently uncovered. And it was this whole thing related to my value, that I wasn't important, that I was this like little insignificant thing in the world. And it created some OCD, habits that were really overwhelming in my young childhood. But I think that when I carried that into adulthood, even though I kind of grew out of those OCD habits, there was this deep feeling of just not being feeling valued, which was compounded obviously in my adult life by not finishing college and just not feeling like I was smart enough, sitting at the table with really smart people who I was working with who had impressive degrees. So this whole maintaining eye contact, if you're having trouble doing it, dig a little deeper to see like what's going on with you that you feel like you can't stay with it with that person, stay with connecting. Because it's not that you're devaluing that person. It's that there's something within you, but the person that you're talking to, when you don't maintain eye contact, feels devalued. So if you really want to be, if you want somebody to feel like they're listened to, it starts with just maintaining eye contact, just staying with it. What I found myself doing is when I would talk to somebody, I would like look over their shoulder. And honestly, it was never like I was looking for something better, but that's how you feel when somebody does that. Cause I've had it done to me and I'm like, oh, what? Like, I'm not good enough. You're looking for the next best thing. You're looking for somebody better to talk to. And so that ends up just really devaluing the person, making them feel less important, lessening what they're saying, the importance of what they're saying to you. So maintaining eye contact keeps you present with that person and what they're saying. And it also helps you remember too, because when you're looking away, you're in a way you're kind of disconnected. So you're probably not taking it all in when you're looking away. And so is that a habit that you have and that you're probably not even aware of? So just connect, because it means so much to the person that you're talking to do that. And when you're start to pay attention when you're talking to somebody and you're doing the speaking, how are they receiving you? So then you'll start to really understand. All right. So that's number one. Number two is listen more than you speak or talk. This is another thing that I was horrible at, because I would just wait for the person to finish talking. I was like, I'm a talker. I'm a chit chatter. But is that really good for the person that I'm talking to? Like, I'm just talking about myself or my something. Now, maybe if it was, pertinent to the conversation, I was sharing an experience, but I found myself waiting for them to finish, to have that gap so I could like get my thought in, get my opinion or whatever I wanted to say in. So it wasn't like I was really taking in what they were saying and being more inquisitive about what they were expressing to me. It was like, okay, like I was looking at my watch. Oh, like not literally, but just like trying to hurry them up in a way so I could say what I wanted to say. And people love to talk. The best thing you can do to get somebody to like you is let them talk. And so when somebody would let me talk, they always made me feel so good. And now I know why, because they were great listeners. It's not to say that you can't talk, because conversations are both ways, right? Two ways. But when you speak, don't make it be about, oh, I just, I, because she's saying this. Oh, I got to say this. I got to say this to get this off my chest because I want her to hear me. Well, if you're so worried about her hearing you and what you have to say, then you really care what she said? And I'm just doing she as an example. It could be he as well. What is your intent of what you're about to express? Is it to get more information, make them feel more supported, make them feel more heard? Or is it to get your point across? Two completely different intents or intentions with those ways of speaking in a conversation. Now I'll tell you what is good to say in a conversation. So if you're gonna speak, tip number three is to ask questions. So not only be a good listener, but be a good question asker. Be curious, be inquisitive, because that shows you're interested. It's not like you're just trying to get your point across and tell your own story. And maybe a story is good if it's helpful, but always start with questions. Let's save the story for later so that they feel heard and they feel supported in that conversation. And so I'll give you some examples of what great questions to ask, because I didn't know any of this stuff. And then when I went through my coaching practicum, we had to get on calls with people and we got recorded. We had to listen back and submit like what we heard, what we would have done differently. And it was really pretty amazing what I began to be aware of and what I learned in the process and how bad I was at being somebody who maintained eye contact, somebody who listened, and somebody who asked questions. That's why these are tips, because I learned them the hard way. But everybody can build new skills, and these are just communication skills, and they do help you have better conversations and better relationships with people. So the questions that you want to ask are things like, and it's really to get them to talk more. One thing that you might ask, which every conversation, this could be an applicable question, is if somebody's sharing a view about something, which a lot of people do, especially when you get around people, you get into political conversations, for example, at holiday parties, people you haven't seen for a long time. And so what would you say, maybe, and especially in that kind of a setup of a conversation, people want one person sharing an opinion, the next person wants to interject their opinion. It's opinion versus opinion versus opinion versus opinion. There's not like anybody trying to understand the other person. And so say you're talking to somebody and they express their opinion about something. What you could say is, oh, that's interesting. What makes you think that? What's your experience with that? So you're like learning more. You're not trying to like argue. You're not trying to give them a different point of view. You're just trying to be curious and learn more. Pretend like you're the student and that's the teacher. And you're learning about them, their life, their feelings, their opinions. And there's no judgment there. Release all judgment. And it's makes it so much better. And then if they're expressing something, maybe a struggle that they are having, an experience that they just had that didn't go so well, or even experiences that went well, a good question to ask is, well, how did that make you feel? And so that's a great question because that expresses feelings. And a lot of times people get caught up, like an example is somebody got laid off from a job and they get caught up in this like feeling of, it's me, it's who I am, it's my identity. My job was my identity and now I don't have that anymore. And they don't realize that this happens to so many people. So how are you feeling? How are you doing? How are you adjusting? How does it feel? And then you get to express your feelings. And those are two very separate things. How you feel versus who you are. And so talking about somebody's feelings with them and like being empathetic to their feelings is really a great way to first of all, it's a great speaking technique. And it's a great way to listen back and let them speak more, let them go into more detail. Now, often what happens is, and this is great, I'm giving you a little coaching tip. So if you are talking to somebody and you ask them a question and they say, I don't know, what you want to do, and this is called future pacing, is that you say, well, what if you did know? What would be your answer if you did know? Or what would you think about that if you did know? And that is my headphones are sliding back. Gotta adjust them. These are new. I'm feeling out these new headphones. But what happens is that people, when they say, I don't know, they completely cut off their creativity. They can completely cut off the access to that, the higher self that is all knowing. We have a higher self that knows so much more than our human mind allows us to know. And so our human mind, our humanness limits us to only our experiences. And so when we get asked a question, we go into our memory bank of experiences, and we can't even remember everything. We go into our memory bank of experiences, but the I don't know is in a completely, we're not even trying to access our own memory bank. We're just like, you know, I'm not even going there. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to open the drawer and look in. Nope. Because it's so much easier to say, I don't know. Right? Just, I don't know. Then that cuts the conversation right off. So a follow-up is, well, what if you did know? And what that allows somebody to do is to step out of kind of their current way of thinking and like think, oh, well, what if I did know? Because they do know. Everybody knows at some level. And you might not know in this instant. Something might not come up, but I guarantee you that there will be a download fairly quickly. And if not fairly quickly, you will have planted the seed. And a couple of days later, as they're thinking back on their conversation, they will know. They will have an idea. So that's a great like follow-up question if you're asking somebody, you know, what makes you think that? And then they're talking about what makes them think that. And then they start to express a struggle and you're like, oh, well, you know, how'd that make you feel? And then they're like, however they answer, if it's, I don't know, say, well, what if you did know? So that is something you can do. Put a little coaching hat on and try that. And then the other thing that you can do is ask them, how do you want to feel? Because a lot of people get stuck in the feeling of the negativity or the sadness or the, oh, woe is me, whatever the case may be. You can tell when somebody's kind of stuck in that way of being. But so try to move them to, well, you know, how do you want to feel? Because they can't even know how they don't even have the capacity to go there. So you can lead them there and you will be surprised at what might come up. How do you want to feel? And then they'll say, oh gosh, I would love to feel this. I would love to feel happier. Well, how do you think you could do that? Like what's one thing you could do? I don't know. What if you did know? And another thing you can do too, is if they still can't come up with something in the moment, is it, what if you did know? How about, well, if you were giving advice to your daughter or your son, what would you tell them? We're so quick to know how to help somebody else, but so cut off from how we can help ourselves. And so these are just different little ways of asking questions, but every single question is trying to get them to open up more, is trying to, and it's every single question is done with a caring, supportive approach. It's not trying to sway anybody to your opinion. It's not trying to insert your beliefs. What you're trying to do is shift their perspective on their way of being, shift their perspective on the way they can change but you're not doing it in a way of, this is what you need to do. I'll tell you. Number one, you need to do this. Number two, you need to do this. What you're doing is you're just saying, well, have you thought about this? Well, how would that make you feel? Oh, okay. So why do you think that? Oh, yeah. I get that. Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah. I can hear. I've been there. I've been there. Yeah. So there, you not only like, and in some ways you also agree, because when you can be vulnerable with them, only if it's true, obviously, but if you can be vulnerable and let somebody know that they're normal because you've been there too, or you felt the same way too, then wow, that is something that will make you be somebody that they want to have more conversations with. These three things are just things that I've learned along the way. And I thought, well, if you're going to have a conversation with somebody over the holidays, these three tips are just a good start, a good start. Just try them on and see what happens differently. But I think the most important thing is to start to be aware of how you show up when you are in conversations, how you show up. Is it like, do you have a goal of getting heard, or do you have a goal of connecting and making that person feel heard and seen? And that makes all the difference in the world. So, Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Living Your Spark Second Half podcast. If you'd like to watch my guest interviews, you can find the video version of this podcast on my Not Your Average Grandma YouTube channel. Also, you can check out what I have going on at the moment by going to my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com, or find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you like this episode, please mention it to a friend, and don't forget to leave a review so I know the topics you like best and can bring you more of that content in upcoming episodes. Last but not least, remember to always listen to that inner voice that will never steer you wrong, and make living from the most sparked place possible your biggest priority. When we do that, we make the world a better place.